There are some unacknowledged wonders of the world. You are about to witness the eighth.
Your attention, everyone.
All this is regrettable, but there's no cause for alarm.
That's right. Back with the Regrettable Podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Massey. Of course, with me, both excellent co-hosts, the legendary Jay Lindley. How are you, sir?
What's up, homie?
And of course, my brother, Patrick Massey. That's what they used to call him.
And, yep. Most regrettable.
And there it is. All right.
You do have to wait for a second.
Yeah. It's guys, don't talk yet. We're here, Regrettable Podcast, episode 98?
What? Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, 98.
I graduated in 98.
Yeah?
Yes,
I was born in 93.
Great year for me.
Didn't celebrate mine.
I mean, there was pitfalls and downfalls of the year of 98, don't get me wrong, but it was ultimately a great year.
Yeah. And sorry to disappoint anybody who messaged me about the last part. The podcast is not turning into me bearing my heart.
Once in a while.
Yeah. You know,
yeah.
When something comes
not
up.
Every episode. Oh, goodness.
Yeah. Jeez, this guy's trials and tribulations that he lays at my feet every week. No, it's not happening. But I did get some solid positive feedback on the last episode about that was a good episode right there.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it got real, right?
It got real, man. Yeah. It got real.
It's funny what a little whiskey will do.
That's true. That's very, very true. And Patrick has always said, he's like, your biggest flaw when you drink is you get really honest. It's like truth serum.
It's
you know what? I never really
flaw
liked
in real life.
You.
Right.
What's that?
It's kind of your biggest flaw in real life.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So like I said, you know, if you have a weird character trait, drink and it will really come to the forefront.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Whether you're annoying, obnoxious, repetitive,
tell terrible stories, tell the same story.
Oh, yes.
Over and over again. Yeah. Did I ever tell you about the time? No.
No. Okay.
No. You've never.
Which do I fall into? Wait, I got to know. This is cool.
You've never told a story twice, as far as I can tell.
I've never seen you hammered. Yeah.
No, like I've seen, Jay doesn't get hammered anymore. He just gets tired.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like, I'm getting tired tonight, boys.
Yep. Yeah. I would take offense to that, but it's true.
Yeah. You get loose.
I have fun. I get buzzy. You know, I do, but then you're right. If I get to the point where I'm just like, I'm going to bed.
Jay is a master of the Irish exit.
Yeah.
That's what they call it, right? Where you just slip away. Like, we partied at his house, and it's just like, where's Jay for the past hour?
Yeah.
Where do you think?
He's sleep.
That is well
sleep.
Yep.
I think maybe we talked about it last podcast. What sucks about having a party at your house is you have like very little control over when people leave. I mean, besides like grabbing a gun and like forcing everyone to leave. That's just a rude host though.
Yeah, right.
So what you can do is you also have your bed right there. You can just disappear
and your things
and let people just show their own way out.
Yeah.
I could imagine having a big party at Patrick's. So where's Patrick? We go inside, he's playing Metal Gear Solid 5. Like, I don't know what y'all are doing.
Dude, yeah, like that's I've had enough.
I've had enough. Please,
especially when you start hearing like, did I ever tell you the story? Like, if someone tells you, did I ever tell you the story? Guaranteed, they have told you that story before.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah, a lot of the time you hear, did I ever tell that? When that comes out, you're most likely heard.
Of course,
the story.
You did, and you don't care.
Yeah.
His wife is just hating him. I've heard this story 500 times.
It was a terrible story when you told it the first time kind of thing. Yeah.
And then we were talking about it like, oh, I don't think we talked about this. As being radio guys and being, you know, doing the podcast and stuff, we've gotten pretty good at talking, letting others talk and good turns, right? And we did the diaper party. That's the night you.
I went to
a cruise.
Yeah, I went to the cruise. Yeah.
I hope you had fun on that.
We gotta talk about that. We gotta talk about that. Party. That was fun.
But we're having the diaper party redux, and I think it should just be like the three of us.
Yeah.
Really.
I was gonna say I could just bring some diapers over, bro.
Yeah, and then we just do our thing.
We just do our thing. drink some brews and maybe have a podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, well, you did miss out on the giveaway. Patrick had a giveaway plan. I felt so bad for you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Well, no, like not all the people came. And that's why when you like, it's like when I do a giveaway on the show and nobody participates.
Nobody
I'm just
calls
like,
in.
All right, you know, you just pulled it out of your pocket. You're like, this is the thing, and we're doing it. You know, like if there was a bunch of people there, I think you would have been a little more, showmanship about it.
Oh yeah,
you know,
yeah.
There was three entries.
Well, yeah, I thought it was like five. You know, four. Maybe you were the fifth one. And it turns out other people had better things to do than.
Yeah. One dude didn't come said his, you know, vehicle was messed up or whatever, and then texted everybody there being like, you guys want to come over?
No way.
Yeah, trying to poach people from
Tyler's
dad.
That's hilarious.
We should just have it here. You know? And then another friend was like, we could have it at the deer lease. Because I'm going to be there. It's like, oh, we can't draw maps.
I've been to the steer lease once. If it hadn't been for the map he hand drew me, I would have never made it. I don't think I still made it. They like went out when I was like 2 hours late. They went out looking for me, finally found me on some back road.
Yeah.
And like, you know, brought me in.
That's funny.
Yeah, and he was like, yeah, you should come out to the deer lease for the diaper party. And, oh, yeah, your brother's invited. It's like, it's my brother's diaper party. Of course he's invited. And I was like, dude, there's a chance there's going to be a lot of people here. You know, he's like,
I mean, in reality, if I invite one of you, you're the other, whoever it is always invited, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Oh, right?
Okay. We're not a package deal.
No. I mean, no, but not in that sense. But I would say that we've done things together, just the two of us. We've done things together, just the two of us. But usually if there's an invitation made, then you could extend it to your brother or vice versa.
It is a tough one to be like, don't tell Patrick.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like when you brothers and coworkers, you know, so when I'm like, so what'd you do last night, buddy? And you're like, I got, not hang out with Jay Lindley.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I forgot to make up what I was going to do.
Yeah. Actually hate that guy now.
Yeah.
Do you ever have that friend though, or it's more of a group, unfortunately, where it's like, you can't invite him without is always a plus one, you know, too many,
and it's
a
negative.
One. Yeah, of course it's a negative. Yeah. Oh, what's this?
Yeah, you see, we're distracted over here.
Yeah, we're getting distracted.
we got. Hopefully, luckily, she'll take care of business.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Yeah. Hopefully,
that's what you have underlings for.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Owner of the radio station.
I do like the look in here. Just like, psh, what are those idiots doing?
Yeah.
A little bit of that look
because they're doing a show.
Maybe talking on the radio.
What if we were live on the radio right now? That'd be great. Should we double check that now?
You're good.
Yeah. Take a bit of a break if we need to. Yeah. Man, duties.
No, you're good.
Yep. Here we
duties.
Go.
Duties.
Hey, Jackie. Okay, cool.
Yeah, chip, chop, chip.
She said they know
They know she's there.
Yeah. But, so we were at the diaper party and, you know, I'm trying to tell a story, and it doesn't hurt my feelings or anything. The drinks are flowing, you know, and maybe half the campfire isn't listening to the story, you know, more than half. Like, I start in on it, and then I realize, like, the only person listening to me is the person I've told this story, like, three times to is Patrick.
Yeah, I like the story, though.
Yeah. So I just, like, continue telling it, like, to a guy when there's two other different conversations going on at the same time as well. I had to pull out my phone and prep, like, text, like, you know, the old, you know, the couple radio guy, we know how to do it.
Right.
You know. I'm not getting on anybody's case or anything, but
no, and it was some people who was like, I know your stories, they're not as good as whatever time.
Yeah.
I got you.
All right,
that's funny.
Yeah,
so just call them out. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I should have.
You should now.
I know I got a couple stories that you've heard a million times that I threw out there, but I don't know if it's just because I invited everybody, or maybe just my commanding presence around the campfire.
Everybody
but
listens.
Everyone shut the hell up and listen.
I talk way too much around the campfire.
No, you have a commanding presence as well, but you are dismissive.
Oh no!
Maybe not in this. No. Don't take that the wrong way. I think Patrick is above. I think we're both similar in this. Mm-hmm. Patrick has this presence about him that people want to. Hey, you
it's
know,
odor,
they
really.
It's a, yeah, his scent,
caveman scent.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, he's got the scent of a buck. I think.
Oh, yeah.
You know, is Patrick just opening his mouth.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, do you mean we're dismissive or easily dismissed?
Maybe both. Maybe a little both. No, I think I believe we both have a large presence, just like Patrick. Maybe stature as well as just larger than life a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we have kind of a, maybe it's a resting bitch face.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe it's a kind of a, I don't know, whatever it is, we kind of give them that instantaneous, like for me anyway, I'm going to speak for me now. Mm-hmm. I'm like standoffish initially. I want to get to know you. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna read you for a little bit before I really dive into a good conversation with you.
But do you ever like, oh man, sometimes I just can't hide my face? like my facial expression.
Yes.
And like the face I know I'm giving is like, dude, I'm really trying with this one right now, but this story stinks. It's like really bad.
Yeah.
Like I, you know, just like,
I've been talking and I've seen that a couple of times on the podcast. No. And the radio.
Yeah. I'm really trying, Jay.
Exactly.
But this is
what
just
really annoys me is when people don't pick up on it.
Yeah,
and they keep going. They keep barreling through.
Yeah,
you know, it's like, do you not how much more twisted and contorted do I need to make my face for you to stop talking to me right now?
Yeah, and a lot of times I'll just trail off into something outlandish to see if they catch it. Like my story's going, everybody's like looking in other directions, and then I blew Santa and you know,
you've caught me on a couple of those.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because when I space out, and I'm very ADHD, and I'll blame it on that, or it's other substances, whatever.
I'm
you know, I mean, it's, yeah. No.
Now there was one guy there who I found to be easily dismissed. Mm-hmm. When it comes to the conversation circle, like he tries.
It's unfortunate.
Yes, it is. It's a little sad if you really look at it, like from, you know, from that 30,000 foot perspective. You put yourself out of it and you're just kind of like watching him and see he's trying really hard to get in on it and just constantly stomped over. And it's like, man, you're around a campfire with like 5-6 other dudes. You're going to have to, you got to fight your way into it. You know, you got to fight. It's not just going to come to you. It will never come to you. You have to fight for it. You know,
it's true.
You have to just start going. That's what, dude, we have one buddy who was there, the guy who sat the whole time.
Yeah.
He don't care, dude.
He
is not dismissed. He doesn't care if he's, I have seen him literally talking to himself.
Yeah.
He will just keep going. Like he starts and he don't stop till he's done.
I've definitely done that countless times where I'm just like, I don't think anybody's listening. You know, you just do that kind of thing. Anyway, what were you saying? You know, and he's just like, he barrels through, man, to the point where, and have you ever listened to like three conversations at once while you're trying to have your own?
Yeah.
It's like impossible. Like I keep getting like, distracted.
Piecing it together.
Yeah.
It's a three there.
It's like he turns his ear. It's like he's deaf and he's just talking.
Yep.
Like, you know, I don't, y'all can join in on this if you want.
What do you think creates that? Is it the alcohol or is it a lifestyle at home that the wife has to tone her out? Maybe I don't know who this is, so yeah, you know, I'm just like, making stuff up. But
I feel like you don't talk the whole day. I think that's what it is. I think you just don't. You don't have an outlet. You don't talk all day or all week. You never actually really talk.
Great point.
You know, and maybe, then you just get out there, throw a few down, and you're just like, I'm coming through, man.
I'm going to tell everyone that's at this party, every single one of my opinions I've been thinking for the last 5 days.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You just pent up, you know, whereas me, I don't know if you have the same thing, guys, but like me, I can be in that environment. I'm totally fine. Not saying a damn word the whole time, you know, because that's what I do every day is talk. And you know what? I feel like I'm a good listener. I don't mind just sitting back and listening and watching, you know.
I go into every situation like that thinking that, and it never works out. Like, if I don't drink, 100%. But the moment I drink, I'm horrible. I just won't shut up.
The more I drink, the more I step on you guys even.
Yeah.
You know
I had to
ask
somebody else. I was like, do I talk too much around the campfire? Like, not it's not horrible. Like, at least it's interesting.
Yeah.
You know, but yes is the real answer to that
question.
They
didn't say no.
Yeah.
In other words.
Exactly.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's at least still interesting. There's probably people who just talk too much around the campfire, and you're like trying to think, like, what the hell were they just talking about? Like, I found that. Like, there's one particular person I try to hold on to what he's saying. Like, I even consciously try to listen to every word and try to just, because it's so, I'm just missing it. And I can't grab on to what he's saying. And afterwards, like, I'm terrified there's going to be a quiz because I will get a 0 out of 100 on it. I will totally bomb it because I just can't. I couldn't.
Sorry. Stepped on you.
Like, no, that was it.
Y'all don't realize, if you don't know the bros personally, y'all don't realize that they're so savage. Every time they start giving one of these instances, I think back to, could it be me? Because they would not. Because like some of these is like, okay, that's close. That could be me. We talked once about, I think it was about, we were talking to each other about something about using the phones while you're talking to somebody.
Yeah.
And I was literally on my phone in that moment. I was like, I just shut it down.
That's
horrible.
Yeah. Stupid. Assholes.
Yeah.
Now, you ever like throw something out there, hoping somebody will pick up on it, tell their version, or, you know, something that, yeah, whatever, you know, and they start going in a direction that's just immediately like disappointing. Like, you throw it out that, like, the, for some reason, the only reason I'm thinking of this is if I hear somebody likes, like, for example, heavy metal around, I'll be like, oh yeah, I like this and this. And then they're like, dude, I went to Slipknot show. And I'm immediately like,
I mean, don't get me wrong. Slipknot is great rock, but it's not heavy metal,
it wasn't
right?
What I was looking for.
Yeah. That's yeah.
Like, well, dude, Sublime is amazing. Like,
You're more, and you are also you like to go towards the underground or the less known, not the super popular.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, and I just Scandinavia, they eat shit.
Yeah. I just assume that they know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
they're like, immediately. I like Five Finger Death Punch. I'm like, oh man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Just a few years off.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Well, there was a diaper party. You got a few things, right?
Yeah, I got some diapers.
There you go.
No, one dude came through and brought, you know, a whole ton, a bag of stuff I still haven't even gone through.
Yeah, he originally said that was going to be for my baby. And he's like, well, let me give it to Tyler. Like,
yeah. Yeah. I have so many boxes of things people have given me that I have not even gone through yet. Because at this current moment, it's food, it's diapers, it's sleep. That is honestly, I try to incorporate other things. It doesn't work, you know?
Well, with COVID and you don't get out as much, even, I'm not saying that COVID's a big thing now, but I'm saying at post-COVID days, I don't think you get your babies out near as much. And RSV's going around right now, so babies shouldn't get out right now.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm just going to blame my bad parent, my bad fatherhood on, like,
well, he's
COVID.
He's like 3 months old, right? There's not a whole lot you can do with it.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like it wasn't until Mariah's like 6 month mark that I was like, you're actually a human being.
Yeah.
You're not just like this parasite.
This past week, he's been smiling and laughing, like you can really interact. Yeah. Nice. So I have the one thing I surefire get a laugh out of him every time is I call him Chicken Teriyaki Boy.
Heck yeah.
He likes it.
He loves being called Chicken Teriyaki Boy.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's my one thing. And I go, Chicken Teriyaki Boy, like that. And I offend a lot of Asian people.
Oh.
Asian?
No. I wish.
What's wrong with chicken teriyaki? That's a food for all.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you don't have to be Asian to eat chicken teriyaki these days, do you? Yeah.
I would just be doing.
I doubt they do. Like,
I would be doing y'all and the audience a disservice by going, yes, I call him Chicken Teriyaki Boy. And even the voice I just did is like a way lower. I go like all out.
All real high?
Oh, yeah.
I gotcha.
It's just eventually I have to be like, don't repeat that.
Yeah, I got
don't
you.
Say,
yeah.
Don't be going around saying
you'll have
that.
That's
to just
find,
for us.
You'll have to find other words to replace it once he can actually knows words.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Become a little parrot and repeat everything.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I don't want that. Don't say this around your teacher.
It was like, I think my wife, she said the N-word one time. And it was like when she was 4 years old. Because she heard, because she got some redneck parents, you know, and who threw it around for whatever reason, which, you know,
just
redneck white people or some older people, older people, they just don't know better, you know, and they throw it around and she just picked it up and threw it around at school one day, not at anybody that it was actually, that the word might or might not actually intend to be used against, just said it because it was a word, like a parrot would.
Yeah.
A parrot doesn't know what a damn cracker is, it just says cracker,
yeah.
You know. She throws it out. Yeah. And the school, you know, instantly picks up on it, calls her parents, you know. They whoop her for it and then ask her, like, where'd you hear it from? It's like, well, you.
Yeah.
When you're older, all right?
I'm never said it again in her entire life.
Yeah. It's so you don't date one. When you're
oh, my God.
But we have an interesting next week episode.
Should we even get to that? I want to hear about this damn cruise.
Oh, yeah. Cruise time.
Yeah.
Oh,
you're like, we all been.
Yeah.
It's been cold. People are dropping dead sick left and right. You're out there like glowing, man. Like you just got back from Belize. Or you did get back from Belize.
I did, yes. Honduras, Belize.
Do you have like 100 photos that you're going to parse out through the year?
Yeah.
So it looks like you're just always on vacation.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I learned from my daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
you haven't seen none yet.
No. I posted the one with me in, with the monkey in Honduras.
Hmm.
You haven't liked liked my public page. That's where I post all that stuff. I'm going to stop posting on my private page and just reduce that back down to family and friends.
Okay.
Close family and friends. Because I got 5,000 people there.
Yeah. You tired of all the nonsense you're saying?
Yeah.
You have to scroll through.
Yeah. Have I not liked? I think I'm on your public page.
Yeah, you may be. I was just being, I don't, you may both
call
have
me
seen
an
it.
Asshole.
Yeah, exactly. like, no, you don't like me.
Yeah.
Literally. So stopped at, I think it was Honduras first, then Belize next, and then Cozumel third, and then on back home. But it was a 7-day, so a cup like two or three days out, and then Honduras. The next day it was Belize. The next day it was Cozumel, a day out of at sea, and then we were back home.
I wish they could split it up a little bit more, because that's all the ones that I've been on. It's always like, yeah, you're at sea for like 3 days. You're
straight,
just,
yeah.
You're getting cabin fever, seasick. You're tired of not seeing land. And then, yeah, blam, back, you know, back to back.
Yeah.
You got all these island hops, you know? And then it's like, yeah, back at sea for 2 days.
Yeah.
Which I enjoy the casino. So the boat doesn't hurt my feelings as much.
Gotcha. You don't even know what time of day it is inside that thing.
Exactly.
It doesn't have windows, right?
Yeah. But it does shut down at like 1 a.m. Mm. So, and then it opens back up. It's open. It's already open. Like the machines are open when I wake up. But the tables that I play craps and roulette don't open until 10 a.m. Mm. So there is a window I have to be able to play.
Anyway. Jump ship this time?
No, not that I'm aware of, but there was a crew member that got so, I don't know if they got injured or so sick, because they didn't say exactly what happened to him, but we knew.
Some rare disease.
It was a flesh-eating disease that was going through the macaroni and cheese. Yeah. No, but he got real sick somehow or got hurt somehow and had to be airlifted to. So the second day at sea, I saw land. I'm like,
bro,
you don't see land this three days at sea. You don't see land halfway through.
Yeah.
You just don't. You're halfway in the middle of the Gulf.
Have we been hijacked?
Yeah. What are we doing? And sure enough. And so I told Laura that.
It's Somalia.
And she said, well, I heard.
Sorry.
Well, we definitely took a wrong turn somewhere.
We're going to the mainland of Honduras. But no. But so it was. But so what happened was they got close so they could airlift him. Mm. They could copter over to Mexico. Where it was.
They don't have a helipad, or they like throw him overboard and then rescue him from the ocean, or how do they?
Sorry, dude. This is the only way.
It's the only way.
I really don't know. I never heard it, and you know it was.
I saw that on one of the cruises that I went on, like it was like a day early, I saw Jamaica. Jamaica's very, very distinctive when you roll up on it.
It's big, like, cloud of smoke over it.
Yeah. It was like the only like mountainous island outside Cuba, I guess. Okay. You know, it's very mountainous and green, you know, whereas like Cozumel flat is a pancake. Mm. Caymans are just a flat pile of sand that just barely breached the sea level. But I was like, damn, we're in Jamaica a day early or whatever. And no, they had a boat come up, grab a guy off, and then keep going. And we just like circled back around, I guess, and hit up. We got there like an hour early the next day. So at least it was that.
Yeah. So maybe then they had a boat take off and then they choppered.
Yeah.
Or maybe,
yeah,
I don't know, you know.
Took them ashore.
Yeah, or maybe that was, that's why we got close enough or something. But you say that while we were sitting on the boat waiting to go in Galveston, there was a yacht that was probably about the 10th of this. I mean, you know the size of a cruise ship, but this sucker was a huge yacht.
Yeah.
And there was a helicopter. Landed like inches on it, just sat there for a minute. They did their thing. And it's just like, I think I shared a military one, or maybe you shared a military one with me that would look like that. But anyways, but this one, it was a yacht. Laura pointed it out to me, but it was pretty cool. Anyway, I saw a helicopter land. Well, half of its blades right there on the yacht.
We sailed by aircraft carrier. We're still like miles away, but you could see it. You know, you can see that flat deck and then the superstructure on top of it. And, man, you could tell even as far as the way it was, dude, that thing would have dwarfed the cruise ship. I don't know how much bigger, twice as big or something probably. I mean, it looked absolutely massive compared to our – we look like a little boat out there in a puddle.
Yeah, the Navy should just run up on a – on a cruise ship every once in a while.
For the goof.
Just the goof.
Yeah. Just new boo goofing.
Just new boo goofing.
Some like dud torpedoes.
Yeah.
Hit the side of it. Yeah. You know,
it's just confetti.
Yeah.
So it's fun. Yeah. Strafe it.
Yeah.
But it shoots Jolly Ranchers.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Yeah, that's a great idea, actually.
How'd you do at the casino?
Not good. Yeah.
Can't win them all.
Yeah, I'm going to have to, you know, embezzle some money from the radio station somehow.
Just invest into some
Why else
crypto.
Would you have your own business?
Exactly.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I brought and lost what I wanted to play.
There
what
you go.
I brought, what I planned on losing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I'm not a, I can't stand.
You're not dipping into, all right, babe, can you just
gotta
go?
Give me just $500.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
No.
No, I can win it back.
Yeah, yeah. Over there. I'm gonna, yeah, exactly. Dude, these things are about to let
loose.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they're going to give me some more, I promise.
Yeah, oh, yeah. My gosh.
I know people that way. That's why, luckily, I don't, you know. Yeah. And, you know, that's a tough way to be, I guess. So.
Oh.
Well, you mentioned crypto a second ago. Can I ask real quick as an aside, are you still doing a little crypto investing?
Yeah, yeah.
This whole Sam Bankman-Fried thing, has that, I don't know if you've been following it
I
at all.
I have actually not
seen
been
a dip,
following it.
In your crypto investments or
crypto's
anything?
Been down. Yeah, I'm going to check right now because crypto has been down quite a bit. So
that's been a, you know, that's kind of rocked the whole cryptocurrency market. So, you know,
I wanted
to hear from some investors. And
it is down overall, let's see,
$32,000.
It's down 73%.
Ooh,
dang.
Yeah,
overall.
That's rough.
Yeah, not just my investment, but overall. My investment, it looks like it's down about 50%.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I got in a little better. Yeah, I got in a little better. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, but that was, again, that was, I had made money off of Dogecoin.
Yeah.
And I just reinvested that into Shiba Inu.
Right.
And that's where it was. So I got in there and then I made money on Shiba and I cashed out about half of that and then I kept that other piece and then I started buying more as it started dropping. So
gotcha. So failed at the casino, failed at the crypto. Yep. What are you gonna do?
I'm all failure, dude.
Yeah, yeah. How about the food though?
Food was.
Did you go crazy? Did you go ham?
Yes and no. Here's the thing. I've learned over my lifetime that depending on what you go ham on, your body's like, cool, I'll process that and get it out. You know, no problem. So
the cruise ship food?
Yeah, the cruise ship food, you go a little more ham than normal, but I didn't do too bad.
Yeah.
I think I told on the last episode that I plan on competing in jiu-jitsu in February. Did I or did
I? I don't think we ever talked about it.
Okay, well, I broke it out. So Oklahoma
competing
City.
In the over 75s match.
Exactly. Yeah. Grappling industry. So if you want to go watch it and watch me get choked out a few times, that would be awesome.
Yeah, you know? So you go in with that attitude, you're going to choke everybody.
So I'm hoping so. Yeah. I've been, my knuckleheads friends that I roll with here locally, they have been saying I've been beasting out on them. So, I feel good. I'm 205. I'm competing at 199.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm at perfect weight for where I need to be for training camp. So, and I'm going ham. I'm going, daily. So
daily. I like it. Next UFC champion.
The light
heavyweight's vacant. Still.
It's light heavyweight over 40.
Ah, okay.
They gotta add that in there.
Yeah. Hey.
That's only been training for 2 years.
Yeah, yeah. Light heavyweight and heavyweight are some good places for older dudes.
That's true. Traditionally it has been.
Yeah, yeah.
You're right.
Last thing to go is your power. That's what they say.
You said it was the 13th of January? Is that?
That's Saturday. That's the 10th.
Okay.
All right. Of February.
February.
Yeah. February. Okay. Yeah. Let me see. I'll look right now and tell you. Sorry. February 18th. February 18th.
I have it in. Right. I literally have my calendar. Watch Jake get choked out.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Just look at Grappling Industries.
Yeah, we'll buy you a beer afterwards. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. I'll need some.
I'll fight the guy that if he beats you, I'm gonna just throw a beer at his face and street fight him.
An unopened one.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just
right
shoot
in the neck.
Yeah. Yeah. No. And it's always absolutely tons of fun. So
yeah,
looking forward to it. But
yeah,
training is tough. Getting there is tough.
So you got
the
discipline
guys.
Going.
Discipline. Yeah. I have so far so good.
Yeah.
I have been drinking
since
water.
You've been back.
Since I've been back. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I stayed on the beers.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I woke up with a tequila sunrise, went to sleep with a Miller Lite.
Right.
Yeah.
You happily stayed off the wagon
for the cruise. But I ate pretty good.
You did eat pretty good.
So,
okay.
Because I was only about 5 pounds over.
So you were like, either choose eating or choose drinking. You can't do both.
I was putting the calories in liquid,
liquid style.
Yeah, liquid lunch.
And then
eating
just the green beans and whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No Bacon Mountain?
No.
Bacon Mountain?
You could definitely have Bacon Mountain.
Yeah, big amount's yeah, fine. They got
all
a gym
the meat,
on there,
all
right?
the meat. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hash Brown Mountain.
You're that's walking a lot, too.
Yeah, yeah.
You're putting in like 20,000 steps a day.
Right, yeah, right.
Because you're walking yeah. everywhere. Yeah. I took the steps everywhere, too. I did not take any elevators
good.
Over okay. the,
I love
the entire
that.
Time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So anyway, but got to scuba dive in Belize. Hmm. No, Cozumel. I don't know.
See any cool...
Oh, Cozumel. Yeah. Sorry.
See some cool wildlife or anything? Or?
Yeah, I saw a cool shark. He was about 4.5 to 5 feet.
Nice.
A yeah. Little nurse shark. And he swam right by us. And then my sister-in-law, she swam up and started like filming him and chasing him kind of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you could tell he was like, oh, you gonna chase me? He spun around and came straight at her and then kind of moved a little bit, you know, uh-huh. while yeah. she was filming. So she got a real, so it'd be some cool video.
Game of chicken with a shark.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you guys have those things that you hold
no,
on to?
That was,
yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Yeah, she had like a light, she has a light apparatus for the GoPro.
Oh, I see. I
yeah,
see. Okay,
so we were okay. videoing on the GoPro. On right.
She was. You've those, seen those. Little, yeah,
yes,
those
I have. Yeah.
Handheld submersible things.
Yeah. yeah, yeah. Those submarine yeah. like move.
You
know,
yeah. You hold on to it and it goes yeah. where you want it
exactly.
to.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. That would be cool.
That would be awesome.
Did you see? I don't know how if it's all over the place in Cozumel, but I have not scuba dived there, but just like did a little free diving.
Yeah.
And there was one spot that we went to where there was these miniature little pyramids. They look like little mini Chichen Itza pyramids that we're like in water. It was like 40 maybe 50 feet deep, no more than that, but they rose up from the bottom of the seafloor all the way up to like almost to the surface. You could literally be out there we're talking a couple hundred yards from shore. You could stand on top of this. It looked like you were standing on top of the water.
Oh, that's cool.
In the ocean, like they
are
were
they
just
ancient or are they
yeah it must be yeah they yeah. look like it. They look like some
it's like made in China
Aztec
on the side.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
The
that's a fun thing for the tourists.
Yeah, I was gonna say yeah. the snorkel company embedded those
yeah, yeah,
with
yeah,
concrete
yeah.
stone.
You know, yeah.
Explore Atlantis.
Yeah. They look cool. No, Aztecs cool. built them, man.
Yeah,
come on.
That's awesome.
Atlantis had a gift shop.
No, we haven't. I haven't seen anything like that because we go to the like the shelf, the reef shelf.
Oh yeah,
and then we go through some like pass through.
That's
little
scary
areas.
To me. That's
so.
Scary. I want to do it, but I'd be scared.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
I'd be scared to do it.
There's a level of entrapped.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you are, if you, and you may feel like, but it's so open. That's true.
Mm.
But you got to think about it. You're 80 feet. From the surface, and yes, you can surface immediately, but you're not going to like what happens if you do.
The bends,
yeah. Well, I mean, it depends on how long you've been down, and right, you know all right, that. If yeah. you're just about 40 feet and you just surface, you may feel some sickness, maybe
yeah, yeah.
get a bloody ear or something. You know, pop a okay. eardrum or something.
Nothing too serious, though.
Maybe,
hopefully,
depends. Yeah, just depends. Again,
yeah.
But anyway, so you don't want to just come up. So when you think about the fact that you are. Because if you've been down for any period of time, you want to take a so many meter stop,
mm-hmm. yeah. Leisurely
and,
way back
and,
up, right?
And let the pressure and like the proper amount of oxygen and mm-hmm. stuff yeah. build back in up your in
blood.
Your blood
yeah,
and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. What
so you don't have the
fizzes like a soda. Inside
it can,
your blood
it can.
Yeah,
if
it can,
comes
yeah.
up too bad, yeah.
I just always, oh, go ahead.
You know, I was just going to say, but one thing is, if you ever were to, so I can feel like, at sometimes I can feel kind of entrapped, like mm-hmm. like claustrophobic, even though I can see for 100 yards.
Yeah. In a hurry, if you had to get out of there, you may not necessarily could.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I mean, again, you'd have to weigh the, you know,
yeah,
am I
yeah.
going to die or am I going to die?
Shark yeah, bit yeah. or, yeah. you know, bloody ear.
Right, right.
I'll yeah. take the shark bite.
Yeah.
Now, like, I always imagine it's like you're down there, it's, oh, this is amazing for an hour or whatever. It's like, all right, it's time to go. Up and the whole time you're going up, you're just like just waiting there. You got to go like 3 meters at a time or something, just
yeah.
like just bored,
yeah,
you know, on your way up, but you're still underwater and having fun.
Man, I remember reading this story about cave diving in Australia. Mm-hmm. I guess there's some place like out in the middle of the outback you go to, and it's just this little muddy hole,
yeah.
You kind of jump into the mud puddle. And there's like a little crack, and you got to take your tank off because you can't squeeze through it with the tank. You got to drag the tank behind you or put it in there forward. You squeeze through there. The damn hole is like 400 feet deep.
Dang.
Like it goes down. I think, I don't even know if you can go down that deep. Like I don't think anyone's ever explored it all the way. But
without NOS or whatever, nitrous yeah, oxide.
And the story was particular. I guess some world famous cave diver, he was believed to have died down there. Like he went down there. married, never came back. He was dead, obviously. And then two guys went down there to go like at least go retrieve his body. And they're doing those like teams, like the main guy's going to go down there and retrieve his body, and the other dude's going to stay like somewhere in the middle, you know, just in case something goes wrong. Yeah. He's not having to start from the very beginning of it. Where he realizes he's like, damn, my buddy's down there taking too long. So he goes down a little further, finds his buddy dead, and he's got a rope attached to the original guy. Like, he managed to reach the first guy, but again, he died, ran out of oxygen. I don't remember the exact story, but so this dude had to drag both bodies back up to the surface, but he was so deep at this point. If I remember right, I feel like I am here, but it was 24 hours that he had, that it took him to get back up to the surface of this. They had pre-deployed a scuba tank's hour or two worth of oxygen so they had ones pre-deployed all the way around. That was one of the things. If you go cave diving, I guess you got to have oxygen tanks. Like, you got to bring a whole bunch with you and leave them in certain places.
What a hassle.
So, yeah, absolutely.
Are you into that?
I'm like, I don't think I'll ever do it. But you imagine 24 hours waiting underwater to, like, properly decompress, and you're towing, you know, your dead best friend with you and the guy that you went to go
his
rescue.
Idol.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And then they just keep dying. It just keeps being this horrible game of centipede. Yeah. It keeps getting worse
like
and worse.
Pulling 100 bodies out of it. Yeah.
And safely. Now, let's say safely. Those kind of guys, they don't usually stick with safely. Mm-hmm. But safely, you can't. The further you go, the less amount of time. The further down deep you go, the less amount of time you can be underwater, period. You know what I mean? So it's crazy. That stuff is. That rescue stuff is ridiculous.
Yeah, no doubt.
Ridiculous.
There's huge. The mortality rate or whatever of cave diving is pretty high. Yeah. It's just a matter of time. Yeah.
Free diving as well.
Did you hear how he died? He was cave diving. Like,
he's asking for it then.
Yeah. It's like, did you hear how he died? Was he cave diving?
Yeah.
Again?
Yeah. Again? You know what I mean? Was he playing Russian roulette again?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, all the things that you could choose, you know, did he jump out of, somebody that jumps out of the airplane for a rush, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, was he jumping out of the air? Was he doing what he loves?
Yeah.
Okay, like, we expected this call, right?
He was so excited he forgot to put the parachute on. Yeah. That's a problem.
That's like that Norm MacDonald joke I played on the show. Where he's like, I get a call and he's like, you wouldn't believe who died. I'm like, who? He's like, the crocodile hunter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, what? Okay. You know, like, he died at 41. Yeah. It's like a pretty ripe old age for a crocodile hunter. You know, and that was like a week after his death. Oh, he was it was sad at the time. But
it's
a good point.
But that was a Steve Irwin.
Yeah.
He, I mean, there was a big outpouring about his death, wasn't there, at the time?
Yeah.
I don't know what it was about.
It was just
about.
Like, of all the things that you thought would have killed him.
No, not bad. Not bad. Okay. Like, a positive.
Outpouring
about
grief. Yeah.
So sad we go to that, though.
I know.
Because if I didn't know I'd be like, really? Who'd he touch?
I'll be honest. Steve Irwin, I would hope they'd sweep that under the rug. Like, if he had done something one. Like that. Yeah.
You know, he's still got kids and mom. His wife and kids are still doing the thing for him, right?
Yeah,
kind of wearing the outfit and doing all the...
the costume.
Yeah, the costume.
I didn't mean it that way, but I hear...
Karen on the show. He is. You know, he's a Robert Irwin or something.
Yeah.
You know.
I was like, that radio DJ, Kid Craddock.
Yeah.
He passed away in Dallas, I think. He passed away, but they still got the Kid Craddock Morning Show going on his people that were like, they had 12 people in the studio. Right. So
they found a guy who just imitated him really well.
No, they just didn't even replace him. They just took over whole crew that was with him.
Yeah. Right. That's one way to do it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, sounds like
I'm just glad I didn't die when you guys took over.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, now I'm obliged to take over KKBI.
Exactly. There you go. I mean, my kids don't want to take over.
Days. No. Well, we'll keep calling it JTP, but no J no more.
The J is in silence.
Yeah.
But you can't there's no way you could just call yourself TP.
No. So, that just does not work.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Even PT.
So wrapping it up, because I'm done with this conversation about myself.
You only went on a cruise.
And I had a blast. Big shout out to my mother-in-law, my father-in-law, and my sister-in-law. They're great humans. And I got a ribbon, you know, you got to go with your in-laws, huh? You know, a lot of people give people a hard time about that.
Yeah,
but In my case, my wife likes to do certain trivias. I like to the casino.
Mm-hmm.
They like certain trivias. I like the casino.
Yeah.
So it works perfectly. You know what I mean? Yeah, so yeah. No,
you could do worse.
Yes, I could do way worse. For sure. That, for sure. So.
Yeah. No, it sounds like a fun time.
It was.
I want to go on a cruise before I die, but.
Maybe a real regrettable cruise?
Yeah, just us on it.
Yeah, just, no, well, yeah. We wouldn't actually tell anybody else we were doing it. Just be the. Maybe actually do a podcast in the room or something.
That'd be all right.
That'd be cool.
That'd be cool.
On the balcony.
Cave diving for a week. And,
yeah.
That would be a great podcast on the balcony of a cruise.
Oh, yeah.
Because everyone I've ever been on. If it's just the ocean you see, it's awesome.
Yeah.
If it's like one, the Alaska one I went on where you could see the mountains, and I mean, it was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So it didn't matter which cruise I've been on. It's awesome sitting on the balcony and just while you're cruising.
Getting stuck in one of those like bow rooms, you know, where the Irish folk singers and stuff are, or just one of those, like I've seen some of the rooms on the bottom decks where it's literally, it's like just like
porthole.
A 6-inch porthole that you get to look through. You
got
to like, your family got to take turns to see the outside world.
Yeah. It smells a lot like potatoes down there.
Yeah, definitely. It's just
potatoes and oil mixed.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, you ever been down there to like deck one
where
there are, there's 1,000 rooms down there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just smells like exhaust.
Slums. Exactly.
Yeah. The slums of the, the cruise ship.
Jack.
I was imagining like a cruise ship, like the apocalypse happens and a cruise ship just kind of keeps on going and the power struggles that happen there and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like just deck one would just be, you know, just shat upon.
Nice.
You know, nobody gets.
I think the passengers would be killed off pretty quick.
I think
the crew would really form together.
Yeah.
You know, like their crew is very nice and stuff, but I think in a time of crisis, they would put that dividing line really quick. Like, all the food that we've been putting out for you to eat? Nah, now we're eating it.
Your great server the whole time.
Oh,
just like, just
now he's
cut
a warlord.
Warlord.
He's a faction leader.
Yeah,
he controls deck 2 through 4.
Yeah.
El Presidente.
And I mean, they have like one I saw, I forget where I was, but I saw or what was happening, but there was like one of their military or their security teams walked by. These guys had assault rifles.
Mm-hmm.
They were all like, if you notice, like at least on Carnival, they always put the country, the country flag on their name tag, so you kind of know where they're from. And
they still had a name tag.
They did.
On the special military force.
Yes,
and security.
It was like 4 or 5 guys, and it was all Pakistani flags. Yeah. And I was like, oh, dude, these guys are like ISI or something, special forces from Pakistan.
You just drunk. Let me tell you something, Bhupinder. Right? You just get hit in the face with a buttstock of a gun.
Yeah, yeah. Because they definitely were not trained in hospitality.
Yeah.
They were trained in security operations, in road clearing.
Yeah. Not very nice.
And they got 2 teams, too. The ship.
Yeah,
you see one team.
Yeah.
Seriously, and they're very like. They're clean and trim, and they're cut.
No weapons on.
Yeah,
them
stuff, but you definitely can tell they're well display as security.
Yeah,
but they have the dudes that come in with the arms.
Yeah.
As well. When they extract somebody from their room.
Yeah. You have room extracted, like the SWAT team in a prison.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah.
Let's work on room extraction.
Yeah.
In a time
flashbang.
Apocalypse, some serious situation, like food ran short or something, the whole boat would just be like Lord of the Flies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You would have, the crew would turn on each other. You would have cooks versus servers versus the room stewards, you know.
What about the captain? I'd eat the captain in like 2 minutes.
I would think because of my physical ability, stature, and life experience, I'd shoot you first. Well, no, I think they would like, and I'm very nice to every single one of them on the ship throughout the entire time. If they do have like create a faction, a strong faction of the workers, maybe I could partner up with them.
Okay,
you know what I mean,
like the foreman. You can maybe they'll make
I'll be their you know sniper or their you know their mercenary if they need
right.
You know
do the dirty work
absolutely I mean if this is the world we've come to I'm going to take the coolest job I can find I've always wanted to be a merc.
You're not wearing a flag so nobody
absolutely all black
knows where you're from.
All black baby
I'm from Pakistan
black on black no Russian
back over there yonder Pakistan
yeah
hail from Baluchistan, specifically.
Yeah. Well, that's cool, man. I want to go on a cruise really bad. I've listened to you guys talk about it, you know. I'm not sure if it's ever going to happen for me, but
it'll happen, buddy.
You know, it'll happen. Yeah. Thanks, dude.
I think so. Because ours,
I believe in you.
Ours was free.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, because we've done some.
Cruised so many times.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And not just that. I've done a lot of casino playing.
Yeah.
So it actually, our room came. The whole cruise and room and everything came from my last casino playing, and I won that time.
What?
And I paid for our
isn't that how
bills
it goes?
They were the
like,
last time
free brew. We'll get up this.
Yeah. Exactly, and they did.
Yeah,
they totally got
isn't
me.
That's
hilarious,
how it goes, man. They like charge you $3,000 for deck one, you know, porthole that you can look through with your whole family in the slums, and then you know, Lindley's got so many times. They're like, we'll just give you a free one.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like we know you're willing to spend a lot. Yeah, now,
free balcony on the spa deck.
Yeah.
Right. Well, now that balcony we have to pay for, but it was like sixth floor,
yeah,
which had a little awning underneath it, so it wasn't the same. You know what I mean? Mm. So it was. I could tell it was a free room. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And we had to pay for another room. You know what I mean?
Bullshit.
So yeah,
free room.
We
sucks.
Didn't have to, but our group had to get another room. You know,
they got
two.
All have to stay with the parent.
No, she got her own room.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the parents got their room.
Right.
But yeah, but ours was free. So, you know,
I went on one. We took some friends of ours as like a wedding gift to them, and but I made the mistake of like the state's room says like the balcony ones say they're good for four people. Wow, you better know these people well. Unfortunately, we did.
Right.
You know, like up to the level where if we had been swingers, nobody probably would have been surprised by it. We were not, but up to that level, you know, so that worked out well. But I couldn't imagine like with some just like even my parents, like mom, stepdad, my dad, stepmom, whatever combo, like being in that tiny
stepmom,
way,
stepdad.
Yeah, that'd have been,
You said whatever combo.
Yeah.
That's one of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but I've been dealing with something on my own while you've been out cruising. I've been dealing with some serious tooth pain.
Oh, yeah. What's up with that?
I got a wisdom tooth coming in. I had strep the other night. Wisdom tooth coming in now.
Mm.
Got the mumps and the measles. Like, what am I, 9 years old?
I'm always
like,
something with you,
man. I'm going to have my tonsils removed here in a bit.
Toothache, childhood infectious diseases, a baby out of nowhere.
Ear infection.
Yeah.
I just feel like a kid.
That's crazy. You know? Mumps and measles, too?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Oh, you made those. Oh, those were made up. I didn't know, you know.
Yeah.
No, I did have strep, and then now I got this toothache. It's a wisdom tooth coming in. It's all impacted sideways.
Ooh.
You know, so they got to have to surgically remove it, maybe. So basically, I go to the, and it's not like I've been afraid of the dentist. I just haven't gone in a very long time. Just laziness, cost, all those things added up. I'm not super afraid of the dentist.
I've been in my 20s.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like, there's no urgency, right?
Exactly, exactly.
Had my first dental appointment, hashtag adulting, you know.
And that was the last one.
That was the last
one. You did it, well, first and last you do by yourself.
Exactly, I'm done.
Until you got pain.
Until I move home with my mom.
Yeah.
Set you up a dental appointment, sweetie.
Got you on my insurance.
Yeah. I love it. But like, I've been trying to do all these things like, you know, I've taken on like a new job or some new duties, you know, and I'm just like diving in, like real confident. I think that's the only way you can do things right is if you're just confident about them, you'll make it through.
Yeah.
You know, if you're hesitant at all, you're going to fail. Maybe. I don't know. You know, like when it comes to stuff like, you know, so with the dentist appointment, I was just like, oh, I'm just going to go in there. I'm going to have them strap me down, shot a whiskey, bite a stick, and have them yank something out.
Yeah.
You know, no big deal. Whatever.
Right.
You know?
Make
so
it happen.
I go in there and it's just everybody in there was just like, oh, yeah, you know, I don't know. I don't really. You would think in a dental office, maybe everybody likes their job or wants to work it. Like,
I think that's a high rate of suicides, dentists.
Yeah, something.
I feel like I saw more enthusiasm from like Easy Mart employees than I did there. So the dental assistant, she's
got Easy Mart, no drug test.
Yeah, yeah. Go in there and, you know, get the x-rays and this and that. And then, well, it looks pretty impacted. We'll have to wait for this dentist to come in. So he comes in, he takes a look, and he's like, oh, some really nice teeth. But yeah, that's looking pretty bad. I don't want to do that. I was refer you over to the dental surgeon. I don't really want to do that.
I've done enough
you know?
Of that already.
Yeah.
Bored of it.
I was like, okay, you know, and he's like, well, I know, you know, you need a cleaning, so let's go ahead and I do, man. It's like looking at what my teeth used to look like in old pictures. I must have been, looks like I've been having some dehydrated people piss in my mouth for the past 5 years. I've just ruined my teeth in the past while, just coffee and smoking. But so he's like, oh, yeah, you know, you just need a cleaning. And he's like, well, I can't do the surgery, but, you know, we'll go ahead and set you up. We'll get you, she'll do the cleaning and the hygiene thing. And he leaves. And then she's like, yeah, I'm just going to schedule that out. And I'm like, oh, what the, you know?
Yeah, like, your boss just said, do it now. Yeah. I almost like out of principle. But I'm like, this is the time.
Right now, I'm here. You know, it was like close to closing, I think. And everybody's just like, eh, yeah, I don't really want to work today. You know, it just sent me on my way.
It's December. Okay. Yeah.
I paid $76 for somebody to be like, I can't do anything for you. You know, you have to go somewhere else. And they're like,
they won't even share like your x-ray or
no,
nothing.
No, they don't do
the
that.
Next place, the referred place.
Yeah. I was like, any idea how much that surgery will be? Because I don't have dental insurance like most of America, I think. And like, well, they're going to want to do their own x-rays and exams. I'm like, the x-ray is done. The tooth is sideways. Can't you just look at it's there? You know, it makes sense. You know, it's like, no, it'd be about $150 for there. It was like, what am I paid you for? Like, I was with the receptionist, and she told me that, and I was just like, oh, I was biting my tongue. You know, I was like, I want to say things.
I didn't. Yeah, you have to professionally interact with these people and whatever, so
They might buy a $50 holiday package.
You never know. Or a remote. You may actually be staring at them one day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that guy.
One less person that's going to talk to you at least. So.
Yeah.
That's true. Good point.
I've never dealt with tooth pain in my life, and it is one of those things that just, like, takes control of your life a little bit, man. Like you
it
just,
can. I've
it's
had a
just,
couple
yeah, it's just constant.
Make you think about it. Yeah, because most things I think are set up to where we can kind of forget about them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can wear ball caps. Why? Why can we always have something touching our head? Because our skin can forget, basically.
Yeah.
I forgot there's an actual scientific term for it, but it forgets that it's wearing it.
Yeah.
And it's not bothered by it all
the time. Where's my hat?
Yeah.
It's on your head, dummy.
But, you know, so I don't know.
Yeah. But your tooth is constantly surging.
Whatever
pain.
It is.
Yeah.
Then maybe it's that root right there by your brain or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. But
yeah, it sinks deep.
Yeah.
That stuff.
And throbs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, you know, just dealing with that. Oh, man.
You can't drink ice. You can't eat anything hot.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, in some cases, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a pain, man. But you know,
is it still like super painful? Like right now, I mean, what's
not
the
so
level?
Much. It's now just like aggravating. It's just always aggravating.
What's the pain level on the constant?
Like two or three. You know,
do you get sharp hits like like stings from like water or something? You know,
nothing. Nothing makes it happen. It's just when the medicine stops feeling like that.
Oh.
Then it jumps up hard.
Wow, okay.
Like a four or five. Six.
What kind of medicine are you having to take?
Just ibuprofen.
Oh, okay,
it just keeps like swelling down, I guess. And now
it's inflammation. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Right now, I would say it's a three.
Okay.
Which doesn't seem that bad, but it's three the whole life until
it's three
out, you know?
Three consistent.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and then when I wake up in the morning, it's
a 10.
Not a 10. No.
All right. Yeah. What would you say a 10 was? Okay. Yeah.
I feel like
I like that.
Carmen!
I like that. Yeah. I like that. I like that. Okay. Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah. I ain't no bitch.
Yeah,
all right.
Exactly.
It's a 10. like I feel like if you go to the hospital and say 10. It's like, get the helicopter. We got to get this guy to the CDC.
Exactly.
Like,
you're going to have to go to Lourdes or something.
Yeah. You never say 10.
You're airlifted.
Yeah. You,
out of 10.
Exactly. We can get you as a specialist, best in the country.
Yeah. Well, you put yourself in a corner, too.
Yeah.
Like, what if then all of a sudden it's like 11? They're like, there's no 11.
Yeah.
You're a 10 already.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, how do you get worse? Yeah, exactly.
Sorry.
Yeah, you already used 10.
Yeah.
You're about to die.
Yeah. Everything we do should make you better now.
Exactly.
Yeah. You do 10.
What a little wiggle room.
Yeah. 10 is like you're giving birth with a broken femur, I think, is 10.
Yeah.
You know, that's that's a rough one.
Yeah.
The most I've experienced, I think I put 8 down when I broke my collarbone. I was like, it's 8. You know, I'm not dying. You know, 10, you're in shock, passed out.
Right.
Right. Or about to be.
About to be.
Yeah. If you're 10, you probably don't feel it anyways. You're dying.
Yeah. Nobody's ever said 10.
You're going down the tunnel towards the white light.
Yeah. Have you ever said 10?
A 10?
Yeah.
No, not that I can think of. I've had a 7.
Yeah, 7's
I've had a 7.
7's rough, man.
A 7, it changed my life. Like, I mean, like a 3 constant.
Yeah, yeah.
Is a good 7 if it's not going away for a little while. Yeah, yeah. Even for, you know, you know.
But then what are you supposed to say? Like, what if you go like, oh, man, it's a 7 right now, and the doctor's like, oh, psh, you got time.
No, no, it's still good.
A 7, I was crying.
Yeah.
I mean, it hurt. I had a migraine, I guess is what it was. It's the only thing I could say it was. I've only had one in my life. Mm. And I was just sitting, I was like, my head's hurting, you know, I was like, and I don't have headaches. I've had like that many headaches in my life, you know what I mean? Yeah. I can count them all. And so I was like, man, this headache's really bad. You know, I took medicine or whatever, and it just didn't change. I think I was really dehydrated, actually. Now, looking back, I think I was super dehydrated. But and so I was like, man, this ain't working. And it got worse. And then, like, light started really hurting my eyes, and then like sound, you know, all the sounds, I was like, dang, this seems like a migraine. Mm-hmm. So I went to bed, which was all blacked out room, laid down, and I was, after about 30 minutes, it got continuously worse. After 30 minutes, I was crying.
Yeah.
It was hurting so bad, and finally passed out within about another 30 minutes. So I laid there for an hour, half of that crying. Mm. It was so bad. And that was about a 7. Dang.
Oof. That's a 7.
That's a 7.
That's a 7. Dang.
Sounds like a bad
or
term.
8. It could be an 8. I mean, I was crying, but I was not physically wounded.
I wouldn't fault you for 8.
I was not physically wounded.
Yeah, yeah.
Although my brain was hurting. I mean, it felt like a bullet was going through it.
Brain hurting.
Yeah, brain hurting.
Yeah, no, I broke my collarbone. That was definitely a solid 8.
Yeah,
you know, there you go. Broke my arm. That's an 8.
That's worthy an 8.
Yeah, yeah, it's worthy an 8.
So even that headache's not worthy an 8.
Yeah.
I'm sure 7. People have had migraines worthy of an 8, but mine was a 7.
But you see the chart of smiley faces that they use? The 10 is like, is like a mild, like a dyspeptic attitude. That's
looks like a 13-year-old boy.
Yeah.
Just lost his Fortnite.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like, you just told him no for the second candy bar.
Yeah. I hate you.
10 shouldn't have a face. Like, it's just it's a skull screaming. Like, that should be on fire. Like, that's a 10.
Agreed. You're close to death.
Yeah, for sure.
Man, a lot of ICU for you.
Yeah.
I'd have to give the highest like a 5 or 5? Something. Yeah, maybe it? I got stung by something in the ocean once, like years back. Yeah, I got swept in the ocean, got stung by something. I don't know what it was, but I mean, I literally felt like I was on fire.
Right.
Maybe it was more than a 5, but it was really quick. It was like 10 minutes.
Okay.
Like,
it wasn't even, I didn't even get to the hotel room or anything. Like, I was just on the beach, like in pain. Kind of writhing around a little bit.
Jellyfish.
Later, I was fine, probably.
Yeah.
Kind of yeah.
Jellyfish.
Duration definitely plays into the number.
Oh yeah. You can probably feel a 10 for 10 minutes.
Yeah. Oh
you
yeah.
Know? They
yeah.
Like, you're just whole body's on fire.
Tarantula hawk. You know that out west where you got them over here too. You know they say that stings you. It's 30 minutes of the most like white hot pain you could ever imagine.
Dang.
And you will be screaming for 30 minutes, but after 30 minutes, you're going to be like, what happened?
Yeah,
I'm fine.
I don't know, like being gut shot, I imagine that would be like, that would be a 7 or 8. Well, I don't know what it would be. Maybe a 10. I mean, we all saw Reservoir
spread
Dogs.
Spread out over 3 days.
Over 3 days.
Yeah. I mean, I'd probably start at a 7 or 8.
Yeah.
And then increase to a 10.
Yeah.
If I was to guess. You know what I mean?
The acid starts like tainting the rest of your organs. Your stomach acid's leaking.
And eating them.
Yeah. You know, you're going to be okay. Are you a doctor?
Possibly the worst acting job of his career. I love the man, too. I love the man.
There's parts in it that I think is his best.
We're talking about Harvey Keitel.
Yeah. Like when he goes... when he tells other dude, when he tells Mr. Pink that he told him his name, you know, he's like, what'd you tell his name for?
Yeah,
he's
exactly.
Like, what does he say? He's like, you know, the fuck would you do? You know, like it's just yelling. Yeah. That part is really good.
He's really good at, and I don't mean this the wrong way, but it's an overaction. You know, very passionate acting.
Yeah.
He's good. He's really good at that.
And then Chris Penn comes in.
Yeah.
Stop pointing that gun at my dad. Or is he?
But you didn't like the whole,
which seems
you're
cheesy,
gonna be okay. Yeah. Say but the now, effing words.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, see, it seems cheesy now. Back then when I first watched it, it seemed cheesy.
Yeah.
But now it's iconic.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Sure. Yeah.
Maybe it's nostalgia.
Yeah, I mean, Keitel, you know, are you a doctor?
Yeah.
You're going to be okay.
Yeah.
Like,
you're going to be okay.
Yeah. Say the fucking words. All right, we got it.
Yeah, got it. Great movie. Yeah. Great director. Yeah.
What's the Chris Penn line, the big one that I'm missing? The one that he's like, that's like the best line of the movie, I think. He spits when he says it. I don't remember what he said.
Oh, dang. Don't ask me.
Yeah, I forget. It's a good movie. But yeah, I've experienced some pain in the old lifetime at some points, you know? But yeah, the dentist office, I was just like, screw it. I'm just going to go in. I'm going to be confident. I'm going to act like, yeah, dentist, whatever. You know,
and
I did.
You off.
And they blew me off. It was like all this, like, you know, pent up. Like it'd be like if you're about, I'm going to beat the crap out of this guy right now. And he goes around. He's like, oh, hey, man, I haven't seen you in a while. And you're like, oh, like, you know, put off your guard.
Yeah. Yeah, because then you feel like the asshole if you just deck him when he's like, hey, giving you your hand for a shake, you know?
Yeah. Or like you're going to yell.
You deck the dentist then.
Yeah, exactly.
I should have eaten him. Like, that's how confident I was.
Let him take the tooth out and be like, thanks a lot, doc. Blah.
And knock him out.
Yeah.
And just walk out without paying.
Yeah. Or at least pay.
That was the pant. Yeah. I'm not stealing.
Yeah, exactly.
I think I did ask that. I was like, do people steal dental, like, dental work from you? I mean, it's like, I will pay, you know?
That's funny.
Did they make you pay up front, though?
After. Because I showed that
you
I had
just
my
run out,
yeah, I had my care credit.
Ooh,
I flashed the old care
credit
card.
Did they have it on
card.
File though? Did they take
care?
Well, man, you could have dentaled and dashed, I guess.
Yeah, they had my phone and my name, my phone number and my name. Yeah, there's plenty of Tylers walking around with that phone number.
Ah.
They're all over the place.
Yeah. You didn't flash your privilege card?
I didn't. I just, well, I did. White face. Walked in. Hello. Serve me. That was the privilege card.
Oh, my goodness.
You never have to show that card. You never, you don't have to play it.
It's right there.
Just,
huh?
It's passive.
Unless you're wearing a balaclava or something.
Yeah. If there was like if we were living life in an RPG game, it'd be like passive skill, white. Like, just always on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Debuff your brown.
Oh, God.
Just, you know, you have to have a better charisma, you know, higher strength to make up for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could just be fat.
You're good at basketball.
Yeah. I could be fat, dumb, lazy, no charisma, no luck, you know, no intelligence, strength, perception, all of that, glasses and all that. Just do fine. Just coast through the game.
Yeah. Still level 10 warlock.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Still ranked 100 in Madden or whatever it is.
That is actually, it's true. It's in South Park RPG game that they made. They made that one as like the Stick of Truth or whatever. It's supposed to be really good, but you choose your difficulty at the start, and your difficulty is your skin color. Like, easy is white, and if you go with the hardest, like expert difficulty, you're like token from the show. Like, that was funny.
Fair,
anyway,
fair but funny.
Yeah. Brittany Griner.
Who?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys got anything?
No, I'm just kidding.
Man, I'm looking forward to the next WNBA season. It should better be a
good
that's
one.
That's all I'm going to say.
There's going to be lots of people showing up and showing out for that.
That's
for sure. Yeah.
I mean, was there any other options? Do we know facts? I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. There was not to it.
So, just not.
Yeah, no, I mean in the sense of trading people.
Hmm.
Instead of a celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
Was there a POW over there that we could have gotten back? I don't know.
Former Marine.
Yeah.
Former
Marine who was dishonorably discharged.
I mean, So
larceny and stuff.
Yeah. So he was also doing his thing in prison for something he did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
having supposed connections with the FSB over there, like their modern version of the KGB. It was like they're supposedly attending like a friend's wedding. And I guess they just picked him up on espionage charges because he had supposedly had some connection with the FSB, and he had supposedly a USB stick with some classified Russian information on it.
Yeah,
I don't know how the veracity of the USB if that actually existed or not.
Right.
Or I mean, it's just like I was saying earlier with Tyler is the problem with this whole thing is that America we don't jail foreign nationals on trumped up charges to use them as political pawns for prisoner swaps.
True.
We just don't do that. So no matter what, it was going to be. Yeah, maybe we should. Yeah, you know, we traded that. Well, I think we did a trade for that Marina Bukharov, butchering the name, but she was like that pretty Russian redhead girl that like joined the NRA, mm-hmm. and she was like spokesperson for him, and she like supposedly infiltrated it, and she was arrested as a foreign agent, an unregistered foreign agent. You know, now she's back in Russia. She's a member of their parliament over there, mm-hmm. you know, and a big like supporter for the Ukraine war and stuff. So,
yeah.
I mean, these things happen. But when we arrest a Russian or anybody, it's for damn good reasons, because we still believe in due process over here. You know, Russia does not. Brittany Griner, that's why she just, I guess at the end of the day, I'm glad she's back. I'm glad she gets to be back with her family and stuff.
I am too, as a human.
But man,
yeah.
Like, as long, I just hope, and I'm sure she does. She realizes what she did was incredibly stupid. It's like when you, if you're an American in Russia, man, you dot all your I's, cross all your T's, mind your P's, mind your Q's,
mm-hmm. or just don't
whatever.
Go.
Or don't go.
Yeah, I mean,
don't be bringing, like, whoops, I actually had vape. Hash oil with me or whatever. Stupid. That
go
is
to
stupid.
Russia. That sounds fun.
I have never flown and brought anything with me accidentally. Like, I am serious about checking.
Oh, yeah. Bag, absolutely. You know, like, you know everything in your
there
bag.
There ain't no crumbs
for sure.
Of nothing incriminating in my
she
bag.
She thought she'd get away with it again?
I guess so. Yeah,
I figured.
She'd been there nine times or something, right? So maybe
she
got
going
lured.
To Russia all the time for?
She was playing basketball.
Playing basketball.
Yeah. Like, in her off season, I think she was playing basketball. I'm not 100%
she's going to dunk on fools? What are Russians good at basketball?
Yeah, they're too drunk to.
They got a Russian team.
They're just like,
they got a Russian Olympic team.
Yeah. She plays Russians like I used to play the Cleveland Browns in NFL Blitz, the lowest rated team, and I would just crush them every time.
Yeah. It's not even good practice, right?
Yeah, it's not even. Yeah.
I don't say that confidently. I say that as that's what I thought.
Surely, what not going for the food, the atmosphere of it.
Me some cold borscht.
Yeah, Siberia. Wow.
Yeah,
exactly.
Great place.
Yeah.
The people.
So we agree. Stupid move.
Stupid.
Yeah. How old is she? I don't know. Early 20s, late 20s, we don't know.
I figure it was early 30s or something.
Early 30s even? Okay, it could be, I don't know. Yeah. So she's old enough to know better?
Old enough to know better.
You know, old enough to know better, and then...
you don't go to Russia, even as a WNBA superstar, not have somebody, a handler, an agent, or be like, you are going to Russia, like, just be careful, okay?
Yeah, stop but getting high all the time.
Yeah, what?
At the same time, if it was my child... I would do everything I possibly could to get them over there.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to look at it that way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If you were in charge.
If I was in charge?
Yeah, you were in charge, and you had Twitter just going at you.
I don't care about
that.
Yeah, I would not respond to the public's demands for a
prisoner swap or whatever.
Yeah, prisoner swap for a celebrity.
Twitter is not America. In fact, I don't know if this is true. I've been saying this all week, but I feel like there's more people on Twitter that aren't in America than there are Americans on Twitter.
Very possible.
You know, like, I mean, it's a huge global thing.
That's
everybody's
what you're
on.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like,
that makes sense, actually, numbers wise, right?
Yeah. I would imagine. Yeah.
And it's not exactly like the where the most serious, best public discussion, democratic discussion occurs is on Twitter. It's a cesspool for the most part, you know? If you're basing everything you did off what your little echo chamber on Twitter is telling you to do, you're doing wrong things.
All then. Biden did was get more people to definitely vote for him who were definitely already going to vote for him.
Yeah,
like,
right.
It was a horrible PR move, I think.
I truly think that, I don't know, would Trump have done that? Do you think Trump would have bended to the public? Because it was a public outcry. I don't know that it was just a Democratic outcry, right?
Yeah. To those who oppose that Biden should have not done it for Griner. He should have done it for Paul Whelan, the Marine. I did not read the story, but I saw a New York Post headline the other day that says Trump said, I guess recently, he was like, I was going to the Russians offered to trade me Paul Whelan for Victor Bout, and I said no.
Mm. Okay, so he wouldn't have done it.
He would not. I mean, at least, I guess maybe
I mean,
that
there's an argument
arose.
There if you're... Mm. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, I said, apparently, according to him, I guess, I don't... You know, it's hard to take anything like that seriously, but the opportunity appeared and he declined.
Well, then the argument would, if you are against that, because I was under the impression at least at some point in the U.S., in the nation's history, we were against trading terrorists, or, you know, trading people, prisoners for prisoners swap type thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Okay. Has that changed recently with, like, Obama or another president?
I mean, I guess we did at times during the Cold War. I feel like there were some prisoner swaps.
Reagan has probably done it too? Or is it a Democrat-Republic thing? Only Democrats really do it and Republicans don't, because...
Man, I think it's beyond that sometimes. Okay. And that I think that divide is so great right now, whereas maybe it wasn't during parts of the Cold War. I'm pretty sure, like, Gary Powers, the U-2 pilot who got shot down, you know, in a spy plane over Russia, I believe that there was some prisoner swap there. And that wasn't even, I don't even know if that was like a political thing. It was just like a national security thing. We got to get this thing back, you know. And other places do it. I mean, you see Israel, to get like an IDF soldier back, they might trade 800 prisoners, for that one person. I mean,
we could have
not unheard of.
Surely we could have gotten both. And now you're just feeding the Trump machine. What does Trump always say? It's a bad deal. That was a terrible deal. I could have gotten a better deal.
Right.
You know, and now it's like, now another thing. It's a bad deal.
Yeah.
It's a bad deal. I would have gotten Paul. No problem.
Yeah.
Well, I would have went and picked him up myself.
You know, and some people say, like, I've seen some things like, well, we should have, we talked to our congressman, Bruce Westerman. He said, oh, well, we should have also held out for concessions in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
Like you mean, like, convince Russia to cease its war over there? I mean, there's no way. Yeah. I think that this was all just a political propaganda thing.
Yeah. Some form of discussion.
Yeah, it seems like.
Like, he's like Kramer. Like, all right, we'll take. He was like, we'll trade you Brittany Griner, or we'll give Victor, and we'll give you Brittany Griner, and Biden went, I'll take it.
Yeah, yeah.
Great, you know.
Exactly. That's
maybe could have got more. I guess the big question is what is this dude Victor gonna do? Like, is he gonna do any good for Russia?
Is he gonna retire to his log cabin in the woods? Yeah. Or is he already, like, he's already out there. He's been like, I support the war, and I'm here if you need me. That's what he said. He's like, if you need me.
I mean, I got
a skill or two.
He got into the arms industry, like, selling ex-Soviet weapons. Mm-hmm. All those weapons are now destroyed in Ukraine.
Yeah.
I mean, Russia's got, like, nothing. It seems like I saw a picture of the day, a Russian, like, tank platoon in eastern Ukraine, and they were using T-55s.
Like
upgraded versions, but a T-55 is called that because it was developed in 1955. Like, it's ancient. I mean...
I've seen the argument. It's like, hey, he's not even that bad of a guy.
There's a ton
of arms dealers out there. It's not like the whole thing stopped when he is. Like, it doesn't matter though. Yeah. I mean, he's a bad apple.
Arms dealers. I mean, even if you believe in owning your own guns, I think not believing in arms dealers would be a good, and not in the sense that they're not they don't exist.
Yeah. And I mean, when he got arrested, he was arrested for trying to sell anti-aircraft missiles, like man portable, like ones you can put on your shoulder, like any one of us could operate it. You know, with a second of training.
I would love one though.
Yeah, maybe for duck hunting.
Exactly. No,
but yeah,
just for fun.
No. He got caught trying to sell a bunch of those, like some military
conspiracy
group
to kill Americans.
Yeah,
well.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, the more I hear about this Victor Boot guy, the more I think he's a real jerk.
He is. He's kind of an asshole.
Yeah. Yeah. And so. I don't know about Brittany Griner, but like, it just seems like it's just like a why. You know, it's just a why are you making yourself look worse and worse and worse?
Yeah.
I know somebody. We all know somebody who I try and like them. I really try. And every time you make this so hard. I hate you more after every interaction.
So counterproductive.
Yeah. And it's like,
there's only been a few presidents that haven't done that for me.
Yeah.
In life. You know what I mean?
Seriously. It's true. It's very few.
Most of them are just kind of like, ugh. And I like the presidents after they're not president anymore, though.
Yeah.
Most of them are fun. You know, like George W. Bush.
Finger painting.
He seemed kind of like a ditzy douche-ish dude when he was president.
Yeah.
After presidency, he was like kicking and having fun with all the other presidents. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Making them laugh.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Just seems like maybe it's the stress of the job.
Yeah.
It's just, I feel like it's going to be something that the political scene will stop talking about pretty quick.
Because
it's just, like, it was interesting. There's one right-leaning podcast I listened to, the National Review's Editors Podcast, and it's a handful of leading, you know, conservative thinkers, writers, and like four out of five of them were just like, yeah, I would have made the deal. I wouldn't have made the trade. No, they would have. Only one of them, Charlie Cook, he's a British expat, I guess. I think he's American now. He was like, nah. He was like, because they asked him, was like, well, what other option is there? He's like, not do it.
Yeah.
Let her stay over there. Yeah. 9 year sentence, you know? Yeah. Let her serve it out.
There is this thing where she definitely had weed trying to get on a plane.
Yeah, I mean, she literally broke the law.
Yeah.
I mean, how many people have languished in American prisons right now for similar offenses? Weed. I'm not necessarily just weed, but like flying, domestically. If you get caught, you know, with a vape pen, I don't know what the penalty is, but it's probably pretty severe.
And I don't know what Russian jails are like, but I've always just assumed they're worse than American. You know what I mean? I look at the gulags of the game Call of Duty, and I think of, you know,
that's a crazy one. What is that one called? Do you know? It's the gulag. It's that big circle one that's like on its own. It's like a political prisoner.
Really?
Yeah. I don't remember the name of it, but there's a Call of Duty map.
Yep.
And the Call of Duty mission.
Yeah.
Where you like helicopter over it and slide down into it and stuff. Got to rescue some American.
It almost looks like a castle base kind of
thing. Or Coliseum.
Yeah.
It almost looks like a Coliseum or something. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Like a cave or something.
Because those were on the last war zone. It was the very bottom right-hand corner,
right,
or the top right-hand. I can't think of which way I'm looking on my mini map right now, but it was in one of the corners
of the map.
Of the map.
Yeah, I feel like I remember it from like Black Ops or something where you have to rescue something or other.
And that's what I realized. The Warzone 1... The first Warzone map.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's the first one ever. Yeah, I think it was. It had all of the maps that were in the multiplayer back in the day of Warzone,
Modern Warfare
and all that.
Oh, that's cool.
As one big, huge Warzone that you fought in. Like, you had the stadium. You remember stadium?
Yeah. Stadium was crazy.
Stadium was awesome. That was
Nuketown?
It did not have Nuketown.
Okay.
No, but it had... what was it? The dam? Was there a dam?
It sounds familiar.
I'm trying to think of all of them. But anyway, so it seemed like it put all of those together. It was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Not all of them, but a lot of them.
Right. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
That is pretty cool.
Like the maps. Airport? The airport? Yeah. The airport was cool.
Terminal.
Terminal. That's what it was. Yeah. Terminal. Yeah.
Terminal was
the airport. Or maybe it was terminal even. Maybe that's what they called it. But then you had, so it was all of it was.
That's where that one is. No Russian, right?
No Russian.
Yeah. But terminal was crazy. Remember there was that long hallway in the back. Oh, man.
Me and the boys played that like hundreds of times.
Getting in the plane and trying to see how long you could last in the cockpit. That was great.
Petropavlovsk? That sound right? The Sordaya prison complex? I don't know.
I'd have to see a picture of it, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool, though. I think you're right. Russian gulag, probably a little bit worse.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a little
not a good treatment, time, for sure.
Not a good place to spend 9 years.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, and I mean, you know.
Especially as a standout like that, as tall as she is.
LGBT.
Yeah, all the things. Yeah.
She would have definitely been a target. Right. Was a target, I'm sure.
Yeah. She can handle herself.
But that's very true, too, I'm sure.
I don't know. I don't care anymore. I don't care. Whatever.
Yeah, past it.
It was just a bad... Like, you know, look type of thing, you know?
Bad deal.
Yeah, it's a bad deal. I walked in. I said, wow, what a bad deal.
Most likely it was going to be one of those. We've seen so many bad deals over the years, and sometimes it's easier. Both sides of the political spectrum is like, let's just not talk about it.
Yeah.
Just like that. Who's talking about Afghanistan anymore?
Right.
I mean, that messy withdrawal from there, we do a weekly call with our congressman, and he'd never mentions it, you know.
That is American politics. Just move on. One hot button issue one week. Move on from it the next week.
What's going to give me votes? What's going to keep me votes? Yeah. Whatever.
Can't find Afghanistan on a map anyways. So why bother talking about it?
Yeah. Well, boys, I think that's going to do it for this episode. Very excited to have Jay Lindley back. We're excited to do a Christmas episode next week.
Yeah.
We got a special guest on next week.
Unless he listens to too many of these podcasts.
Oh, if he listens to this one, he's not. I don't think he's coming back.
That's funny.
I did like 3 racist jokes, I think. And we'll see how they go. We'll see if you hear them.
Hey, big shout out to our listeners. Mm-hmm. And there was a post on our Facebook page. I don't know if you guys seen it.
Yeah.
But we had a response, so a big shout-out to those people. Nice. We had one that said they fit us right in between the Harry Potter podcast and the true crime something podcast. So I think we fit well in between like the nerds and the killers. You know,
yeah, there you go.
We're like a you know, what do they call it? A palate cleanser.
There you go. We're sorbet.
Yeah, we're palatable.
It's like it's adult themes, but done so real childishly.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect place to be right in between Harry Potter and true crime. Yeah. I love the other guy. There was another guy who made a comment. He's like, I love where he said something about enjoying the podcast. You just got to make sure he can only just do it when his kids aren't in the car.
Yes, that was
we're trying to weed out the kids, not our target audience. Yeah, not yet, not at least.
Really. Exactly.
We'll reach them eventually.
I only started liking them since I had one.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Anyway, shout out to Laura Lindley, attorney at law. Shout out to everybody listening. Shout out to Jay Lindley. Shout out to Patrick Massey. Shout out to Tyler.
I'm really excited about the special guest. If he is able to do it, you know, he said he would really like.
This is exciting.
All right, guys, we got Trump.
Oh yeah!
How great would that?
That's
be?
That's huge.
Yeah, that would be huge. Awesome.
Oh goodness, we don't have time for that. Yeah. But no, this should be something. And this is mostly for me, guys. I'm just gonna say that. All right, but I think you guys are gonna kick out of it.
Oh yeah, I'm excited to not talk for an episode. Okay. Sometimes we come. Patrick's like, I'm taking this one off.
Yeah.
No, and it'll be a good one.
There's definitely been times where I'm sitting here looking at you all like, I don't want to say nothing. I don't even like you. I don't want to do this.
I don't even like you guys.
Right? Why are we still doing this?
I don't know, man. We might end it at 100.
You think so?
We're going to have a serious conversation. Let's just end it.
Just end it. See if anyone notices. Yeah.
Start back at 200.
Yeah.
It's regrettable.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
Y'all missed 100 episodes.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that what that other podcast did? That one we were competing against or whatever? They were just went from like 3 to 150. Just like magic.
And then that was it.
That was it.
That was it.
You guys cutting 4 or 5 podcasts a day?
Yeah. All right. Right.
Just burned them out. Burned them out. Anyway, yeah, we will excited to go to our Facebook page and all the rest. Yeah. We go to all of our Facebook and social media things. Send us an email, regrettablejtp@gmail.com, and we will see y'all next week.
Peace.